Thank you, Steve. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is taking the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. So Dane Neal is sitting in his chair today and wearing a baseball cap. Are you doing that to make me comfortable?
I mean, I've got some Star Wars figurines still in their original packaging with me, strewn about, and we've got some stuff like that. So our next guest that's going to be coming on is Stacey Lynn Cripps. And one of the things that she does, so we're going to talk about this first ever Renew Grief conference that's coming up. But also, too, is when we were talking, Wendy, a little bit about it, is that so she's a spiritual medium. She does a lot with, you know, on the celebrity side of things, but also with just average everyday people looking to connect with people from, you know, I'm going to use the air quotes, the other side. And I'm kind of jaded and cynical. I'm not necessarily I'm open to the fact that if this is a possibility and this is out there. I have not experienced it personally myself. But you know what? When you talk to people that you know and that you trust and that you value their opinion, like real people, not an infomercial or something on the internet, and they say, hey, this is what happened to me. You take it just like Wendy. If you told me off the air that you know, were abducted by aliens, I'd have to consider it.
Thanks for trusting me so much.
It's for sure.
Stacey Lynn, I love this intro you're getting right now. But I will say, before we say hello, and hello, by the way, Stacey, we'll talk all about this grief and healing conference, but I'm going to put it right out there. I believe in these things. I really do. I know there are a lot of skeptics out there, but I don't know. Maybe both my parents are gone. Maybe when you lose loved ones, you look to other ways and other means to comfort you. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of a believer, Dane.
Yep. So, Stacey, talk a little bit about this, because one of the things when we sat down, and we're going to get to all the aspects and how people can get in on the conference and support themselves, not only whether it's losing a loved one, but also things like divorce and other kind of forms of grief. But tell Wendy that how it happened, because I was curious about that. Is it, you know, one day something amazing happens and then you're in touch with the other side? Was it something you already knew? How did it start for you?
Okay, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. And so it happened when I was actually 26 years old. My best childhood friend was killed in a car accident on the way home from college. And I just talked to her 2 weeks before. And so we had grown up from 4 and 8 years old, many, many years, and very close to her. And so when it happened, I'll say I was traumatized. I didn't believe it. I was in shock. Everything that you can experience with devastating grief, I was numb. I had a lot of experiences with my body, not feeling good, all sorts of things. And I couldn't wrap my head around it because you're so young and so vibrant. And so what happened was I said, I can't do this. I can't be here. I can't accept this. And when I said that, I think I was in a prayer-type mode to God, just saying, take me out of this pain. I can't do this. And that night, she came to me in my dreams and spoke with me. I could see her, feel her, and hear her. And she came to me for a good year. And I would wake up crying because I knew it was her. I knew we were talking under this tree on this green hill. And it was so real because I felt her. And one night, she came to me. I woke up in the middle of the night. I could feel her so strong. And then the next day, she spoke to me and my ear was ringing. And she said, call my mom. Let her know that I wasn't alone in the car when it happened, that a nurse had pulled over her car and got in the car with me and was holding me right before I passed. So I called her mom, Claudia, who I knew very well. And I said, Heather's been coming to me for a good year now, and I can hear her. And I said, she told me a woman pulled over her car and was holding her before she died. And her mom said, I didn't believe them. And I said, you didn't believe who? And she said, the EMTs on the scene told me a woman was holding Heather when she passed. And I have not been able to go on with my life knowing that she was alone in that car accident when she died. And so that was my first reading. And that was actually 24 years ago. So when ever anyone passed that I loved so dearly, they came to me in my dream state and talked to me and gave me evidence. And then I would tell a family member or I would tell a friend. And it was all real. Everything was validated. Everything was evidential. And that went on for many, many years until, and I just thought it was a bond between me and my grandma, my grandfather, my uncle, a friend from work. I mean, I lost so many by the time I had this spiritual awakening in 2011 through meditation. that 7 or 8 people. And I went to this conference in New York and saw some very well-known best-selling authors, and they took us through meditations, and within meditation was the same as my dream state, and I could experience and hear and see all my loved ones. And so that's when I realized something more was happening.
Well, here's the thing, Stacey, too, is it's one thing to have that connection with your own kind of family members and feel that you're connected with them, as people would often do. But the other side of it, too, is that you're able to, like, help other people connect with their loved ones. And then there's the celebrity side, where there's things right. that I've heard and I've seen where you have people that are in whatever walks of notoriety that you're not even aware of. You don't even have any kind of knowledge of them or maybe their careers, and sometimes you're able to kind of bring them through.
Right. So it all started, my father passed away about 7 years ago, and I'd opened up really strongly spiritually about 8 years ago. And so when my father passed away, he was an Elvis impersonator singer, and I used to sing backup for him. And so I grew up with music in my house, and he recorded in the studio my entire life until he kind of left when I was 17. But what I'll say about that is that I grew up with so much music. I mean, the Beatles and Elvis's gospel, and we went to all these things that he would do, and he'd be in the jumpsuits and everything. So when my father passed away, I saw him right before he passed. He brought Elvis to me in meditation. And so Elvis was with me very strongly for a good year or 2 years on and off, and told me he would be connecting me with his first wife, Priscilla, and he absolutely did that. So what started happening was that rock and roll heaven door opened, and all these entertainers, singers, songwriters, musicians started to come to me in meditation.
I want to go there. I want to go there with you.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Rock and roll heaven is real. And I have a backstage VIP pass. So I'll say, when Whitney Houston came to me, she was the first one who actually connected me with someone very real in her life that I was able to give a spiritual reading to from her. And she was fierce, and she was very strong with me. She was with me when I traveled. I mean, she played her songs everywhere. Pretty amazing experiences there with her. But I'll say many. Davy Jones was also a first. Jeff Healey was a first with me.
I love Jeff Healey.
Yes, he was the first one that actually connected with me in my dream state, who was an entertainer back in 2011. He woke me up in the morning. He played his music when I got in the car at the turnkey. So that's it. When they start to connect with you like that and you admire them, they will give you signs. It's phenomenal. And they will play their music everywhere. They will come to you in your dream state. We all have this gift. So we're all spirit, having this human experience here. And so we all have this gift, whether it's in our dream state, whether it's just in, like, writing. We have these, not writing, but driving. We have these meditative minutes. Those thoughts of them are real. So they're connecting with us. And I'll say all the 80s crew over there, I mean, connects with me because I'm an 80s girl. So so Prince, Michael Jackson, Whitney, they're all so strong with me. David Bowie, because I grew up in the 80s. So, and I love music. And so that started happening holistically about 7 years ago. But I have been reading for families locally and nationally for 8 years now.
Here's one of the things.
St. Jude families and some others.
I wanted you to mention that too, Stacey, because and I'm going to use the word crazy. As crazy it may sound, as it may sound to some of the listeners, I've seen some evidence of this, and even on the more kind of regular person side, being able to do that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about helping people. We'll talk about the conference. We'll talk about the ways that people can get involved, and also about the work that you've done with St. Jude's, kind of connecting some of those parents with their lost children, which I think is really special too.
Okay, great. Sounds great.
All right. You know what? Real quickly, what is the website for people to find out about this conference? And we will talk about it more, but just while we're going to take a break, what's the website?
It's actually renewconference.life, not com. So renewconference.life.
Okay. We will continue with Stacey Lynn Cripps in a moment. It's Bill Leff on vacation. It's Dane Neal in-house and Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. Mm-hmm. It's Wendy Snyder here along with Dane Neal, and we're talking to Stacy Lynn Cripps, Chicago's first ever grief and healing conference. It's the Renew Conference, and it helps those of us who are struggling. And Stacy, it seems like everyone is struggling these days.
Yeah, so grief is a journey. It definitely is. I mean, grief can last a couple weeks. It can last up to 2 years. It can last a lifetime. And if you're not aware, what I'll say, of the help that you can get and access to, like, some proven effective evidence-based methods that can really help you through this, through the hard part of the grief, I mean, really the devastating grief. And so I have worked with a number of these speakers that I brought together on November 16th here at the Chicago Marriott in Naperville, that work with people that are grieving. So award-winning authors, international trauma experts and grieving experts. And these are really speakers that have really helped so many people that are going through this process. And they're going to share their experience and their expertise. I'm going to be there as well. I will be doing a talk and sharing this gift, bringing through heavenly loved ones in the afterlife in an evidential way to the people in attendance. And so it's a 9-to-5 full-day event. We have amazing sponsors that have come forward. We have the Helping Parents Heal out of Arizona, the Chicago chapter. We have the Transcendental Meditation Group out of Chicago, Hearts to Art Camp in Chicago that help children that have lost a parent. So many people have come together for this full day to help all those in grief.
Well, and your area of expertise is obviously connecting with loved ones or family or friends on the other side. But for those listeners out there, you know, grief and those challenges can take many forms, including like divorce, trauma, addiction, even loss of a job, financial challenges, health issues, depression, anxiety. So there's a lot of forms that are going to be addressed at the conference.
Yes, so we're going to address grief on so many levels, because there are so many levels of grief. And it's not just the loss of a loved one, just like you said, Dane, it is going through divorce or losing a job or loss of health issues, these kind of things. You know, you really need someone to walk with you at these times and to support you. And so this is really going to be a community of support, not just the speakers, but also all the sponsors who are Chicago-based who are going to be helping all those attendees there. So I've been wanting to do this for 3 years, and it's finally here because I help families locally, and I also help families on the national level, because I give spiritual readings over the phone, Skype, Zoom, and also in person. But it's just a wonderful opportunity to come and to open yourselves up to the sexual journey from pain into peace, which is possible. It's possible.
That's what I wanted you to tell people listening, because when things seem their bleakest, there is a way to get past it. And sometimes we have to ask for help, and we need help.
Yes, we need help. I mean, I know that just from being in this gift and working with so many for the past 8 years, I'll say it could be so devastating. And, you know, there's going to be a number of families here whose children have been, I'll say, senselessly murdered by acts of gun violence and violence. I've worked with all these families, and they're also volunteering, and they are coming in not just from Chicago, but other places, other like regions of the U.S., and they have experienced so much healing. So through signs from their loved ones, through experiencing them in a spiritual way, knowing that they're still walking with them, the veil's really thin between here and the afterlife.
What are some of those signs? Stacy, what are some of those signs? I've heard if you see a bird, specifically a cardinal in your yard, that's someone from beyond checking on you. What are some of these signs?
Yeah, so that's one of the signs. But they're very unique to the person that you love that has crossed over. So they will bring you signs, tangible physical signs that are quite amazing, just amazing. I had a little girl from St. Jude who had passed away, and I read for her parents on the day of her passing. And her mom used to sew buttons on all of her clothes, and she started bringing them buttons in the most unique places, in like the mount of a ceiling fan that had been there for 10 years. So they're very unique signs that are represented of your relationship with them that are very real, and you can find them in the most amazing places. So their names could be right on a billboard, and you can feel chills and tingling. That's their spirit connecting with you. So they can play your favorite song on the radio. There's so many ways for these signs to show up. We just have to believe and be in observation, and we will receive the signs.
Some of the things that get a lot of attention are kind of the connection with the celebrities, but I got to tell you, is at least, you know, for me, the things that made, and I haven't experienced any of this, you know, myself, and I haven't like reached out in any ways, but friends that I value their opinion, and that's exactly it, is the evidentiary side, where there are specific things that the person can say and show that can be that kind of, I guess, evidence, right? Or signs that they're with you, that they're paying attention, that they're kind of involved with your life to this day.
Yes, I had a family whose son was murdered senselessly, and he is so powerful in spirit for his mom and dad. It is amazing what this boy Jesse can do. He has put them in a situation where they did his, donated non-for-profit event, and then that day they went to a restaurant, and there was a lookalike of him waiting on them with his mannerisms and things like that. It is so amazing. It is just the most amazing experience when they can set up you in these signs where you can feel them. Like, you'll be waiting on someone who has a name tag that is the same name as them. It's pretty beautiful and amazing, but you feel it. So it's not just a tangible sign that shows up. You actually feel it in your heart, and you feel their connection, and you get emotional, and you feel their love. It's those types of situations that are so healing that you know without a doubt that they're with you still.
All right, I have a question for you. And Dane, I told you this off the air. You're talking about chills and tingles and feeling it in your heart. Ever since we had you on the air, I did have an extra cup of coffee today, but I feel some kind of heart palpitations or something. What does that mean? Yes. Why am I getting that connection to you?
Yes, that's a sign too. That's a sign too. So you can have the heart palpitations from your loved one. It means that they're coming close to you, and you can feel their love. So if you have a parent in spirit, they are connecting with you, because I'm very open. So I have very open spiritual energy, and they work with the energy of me and the energy of you combined. So you can feel that. Yes, absolutely. You can also feel chills and tingling, and you can get emotional.
I know. I feel like I'm going to cry, and I got to tell you, Stacey, you're kind of freaking me out.
It's a loved one. Yeah, it's a loved one that's just coming close to you, just to let you know that they love you and they're with you. And what's great about the spiritual readings is that I'm an evidential medium, so I will work with the evidence that is coming through. I mean, Spirit knows I expect a lot of evidence. I want you to experience them on such a real level that you walk away with knowing in your heart that they are with you. And I'll say, when they get over there in the afterlife, they have to learn how to connect. And so there's a lot of helpers over there, because I've been doing this for 8 years now. So that will help them to bring through, you know, evidential memories, their names of their loved ones, just without a doubt that you absolutely know I'm connected. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. It's really some amazing stuff. And we'll have some more information up at WGNradio.com, and we'll keep in touch with this. And the conference is coming up November 16th at the Chicago Marriott Naperville. You can go to renewconference.life to get more information on all of the speakers, Stacey included, and get yourself out there and see what's happening.
We also have early bird pricing until November 8th. And for early bird ticket holders, you can bring a plus one. This is my first announcement on this. So you can bring another person with you.
That's pretty great. And again, for tickets and more information, renewconference.life. It is so nice to meet you, Stacey Lynn Cripps.
You too, Lisa. Yeah,
or Wendy, but that's okay.
I'm feeling Lisa. Sorry. Okay, Wendy. Thanks.
All right. All right, thanks, Stacey.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you bet.
That was probably bad timing. All right. We are going to take a quick break. And I've felt like I connected with her so well, too. Quick break. Eric Zorn's coming by. Dane Neal's in for Bill Leff. I'm Lisa Snyder here on 720 WGN.